Welcome to the world of Vala, Ties That Bind, an actual play tabletop podcast. The question is not how to get cured, but how to live. Joseph Conrad.
Can we, at this point, should I even get the 11-year-old involved? Whatever, wait, I have precursory questions. So, do you have, like, a medic or someone? Are you a medic?
We've already agreed to go down this course of action.
Right, with a medic. Was my plan.
You're either you're in or you're out.
I'm in.
Let's go.
All right.
But first, let's get a medic.
We're going to check the pocket watch. Is doing like a pit stop or is doing like real far away on this?
A few floors down.
Are we heading a few floors down?
Down.
Okay. Right. Right. So you want us to do this without any sort of.
Then he stops in front of just like an empty part of the hallway and he puts his hand on a wall. And you see the wall fall down as it looks to be an elevator as he steps in.
Okay, you know what? Zeomars is done arguing this point. I don't know what this guy has. I don't know what this guy knows. Let's just, I'm gonna stop arguing. Let's just go. We follow. We get in the elevator. We and the Ananas get in the elevator.
And then for like a tense minute, you guys are just in that elevator. There's no elevator music. It's just,
wow.
Just going down.
Jeez.
Can you imagine like elevator music so, at a time like this?
Well, I'm Zeomars. And you are,
He doesn't say anything to you.
Mars just nods and shuts up.
And then the doors open.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. That was tense for me. I'm not even there.
You've been talking to difficult people all day.
Yeah. I'm not even a good talker, man.
Like, I need to call you something. You can't just not. Whatever. Whatever.
And so you walk into this dark cave. Don't touch anything.
So what's in the cave? My dark vision is superior, baby. What's in this cave?
World of perception, baby.
I'm perceiving like a champ. 19.
19.
Oh, wait. Yeah, 19.
You see that there seems to be a lot of what looks like bodies hanging from from the ceiling.
Like dead bodies or...
You cannot tell. They are all covered.
Ugh. How are they covered?
Like, I'm assuming like a body bag kind of covered.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking ghost in a sheet kind of.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And they look like bodies from Europe.
Are these, yours? Wait a second. I know who this dude is. Fine. All right. I know. Zeomars doesn't know. So are these, yours?
Don't worry about it. You said you had the void virus.
Zeomars is suddenly a lot less sure of this dude. Yeah, I do.
Where is it?
And Zeomars pats Samael's flank. Right here.
And you see him getting into the chair. And getting into a chair in front of a giant monitor as he, like, straps himself in. Okay, inject it into me.
Right. So, it's not necessarily gonna be like that. It's more of a kind of smoke situation. And it's gonna fill the whole room. So it's going to get you and it's going to get me.
He breaks out of the bonds that he put himself in.
Right. So
years ago, this used to be a castle where they would hold Vaconix in chambers. Uh-huh. These chambers would ensure that no Vaconic magic leaks out. Mm-hmm. So we are going to put myself and your Ananas in there. And I will let your Ananas put the void fires in me, and then you will leave.
No can do. So, I also need the void virus put in me and also cured. Because when it's cured and you still have the virus, you enter this kind of apex state, which is, I assume, something different than what you're trying to do. I assume you're trying to do a kind of full cure kind of situation. I kind of want a half cured situation.
What is the student trying to do with the void virus?
Finish my paper.
This certainly doesn't seem the time.
Well, I mean, if you're doing it, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it because I must. You're doing it to just get, what, a good grade on your paper? We are not the same.
I reckon we're a lot more alike than you think. So, yeah. Let's work together on this. That's why I said we might want a medic. So that there's someone to watch both of us.
Pause. He's essentially trying to X you out of trying to do this thing. So what you need to do is convince him that you should be the one that does this.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
Rather, because the thing is, he's arguing that, yeah, I'm...
Look at me. I'm in the back. I mean, the dragon costume. I'm Valor. Also, this is just Nico, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was already kind of suspecting that, but then the hanging bodies, I was like, this is definitely just Nico. Anyways.
This is what John was missing out on.
I'm... All right, if that's what I need to do, I got it. Thank you for a little bit of direction. Appreciate it. Right. Right. So, besides, I know the virus. I've been exposed to it before. Not necessarily gotten it, but in the area. And I'm a ghoul, so it's a lot more likely that my body will take to it than yours.
Roll charisma. Or persuasion. What if? What?
A lot of charisma rolls today. 9. Yeah, none of my people have good charisma. Can Samael just kind of, you know, I'm gonna have them help. No one helps.
Is it dark in there?
It is dark in there.
Yeah, but that does not matter for charisma.
Okay, let's see. I don't feel like it's necessary to risk a student for this.
Right. So, here's the deal. I came here to do this, and I'm going to do this. Either you work together with me to do this, or I do it on my own. But either way, you're not X'ing me out.
Roll another charisma.
14!
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, wait. No, never mind.
If you do this, after I get the cure, you are not leaving.
Right. Why don't we just get started?
He kind of looks at you like he's boring a hole straight through you.
Xeomars does his, like, just...
Roll constitution.
Really trying to stone face that. Unnatural 20.
You poop your pants. Sorry, you had a 5 or lower, you would peach your pants.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I hate that.
I got a 20.
I hate that. Toilet humor, Derek. Was it worth it?
Huh?
Was the toilet humor worth it?
It was. It was. I was really hoping you'd get like a 5 or below. I was like, yeah, you pee your pants.
I could not. The only way I'd get a 5 or below is if I crit failed.
That's what I was hoping for.
Would this count as a saving throw? Because I was just... Yeah, you pee your... Nope. Not doing that today.
And so you do it. You do it for real.
Do what?
I'm
going to need you to be more specific.
I'm so sorry. You look him straight in the eye, and you're able to stand face to face with this large man looking down at you. You and your Ananas get in the room.
We get in the room. Yeah, time to void it up. Yeah, baby.
His voice comes in a speaker. So are you sure you know what you're doing?
Xeomars kind of shrugs, but when he nods, his head is determined. It's like there's some determination there. It's like just a little bit more than you, yeah. But not by much.
Okay, roll in nature to get your Ananas to release that sweet, sweet void juice.
All right, void nectar.
So I know we kind of molded over together. And I trust you with this. Now, I don't know what I'm going to look like on the other side, but just know, it's still you and me. And look.
What's your armor class?
It is 14. Nope, it's 15.
What'd you get?
Oh, me? Got a 9.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's nature. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought I was rolling charisma. 13.
Okay, yeah. You got it. And the void virus begins to release into the room. Roll a constitution.
Ten.
Yeah. Like in total?
Yeah. Wait, can I have Lilith help me?
Do you want Lilith to help you? You're trying to get infected.
Can Lilith, who's already of the void, get infected with void virus?
Can they?
Can you? Ooh, Ananas.
All right, I should probably send Lilith out of the room, shouldn't I?
You wanna do that?
If Lilith stays in my glaive, are they gonna get hit with this?
No.
All right, then nah. Lilith can stay in my glaive.
And then they go crazy and they break the glaive underneath their knee.
I paid so much money for that.
And so you got a 10.
Yeah.
You feel your body wanting to tear itself apart as a void virus enters your body.
All right.
And this is an airtight room, so it's easier for you to get, like, contained in it. Since it floats in the air, it's just...
We are just huffing this stuff.
Yeah.
It's full.
Roll another constitution.
16.
Your body is holding up very well, though.
I gotta be real. Xeomars is not bothering to stand during this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are already, like, on the ground. There is no point in putting any energy into, like, our feet here.
Do you have any snacks with you?
No, I don't eat.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. No.
God,
Joestar,
insensitive.
No.
Your body starts losing its outer shell as your clothes start kind of disintegrating.
Even my... start disintegrating?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the wherewithal to take my earrings and my visor and my hat off?
Anything magical doesn't get disintegrated.
Nice. All right. No, my hat. All right. Nine.
You take 1d10 damage.
Okay. Okay. It's fine. I am fine. I got an 8. I'm assuming I'm just going to keep rolling until you tell me to stop rolling.
Mm-hmm. You feel your vocal cords melting away.
Jesus.
What happened?
8.
Take another 1d10 damage. A dark purple hue begins to take over your body, and your eyes turn into a bright red as smoke begins to pour from your mouth.
Fifteen.
So. Sorry, how much health do you have left?
13.
Mm. Take 2d6.
Alright. Can I? No, I already used. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Where are you at?
6.
6. Okay. Semiel stops pumping out the virus. And you hear. Okay. I need a 10 to activate that.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a grate open up as the remaining void virus gets sucked in. And the air is clear, but you are infected. So now, you have improved critical hit range. So you score a critical hit on a roll of... 16
to
20. 16 to 20. Improved damage. Impaired healing. Healing. Mm. So you cannot regain hit points except by magical means.
Oh.
Suppressed immunities, and you're vulnerable to void magic. And then, as you overhear, okay, I'm going to start administering some first aid. You feel your body begin to break down.
Zeomars is already, like, at this point, just cringing on the floor, just, like, muscles tensed, and... because of the state, like, he's in, he's afraid to even say anything, lest the only person here to help him starts going crazy.
Your vocal cords are gone. You can't say anything.
Well, just ragged breathing.
You feel...
bad.
Well, would you like to use your vision goggles? Your spirit goggles?
Do I have them?
Yeah, you're... like, you're an honest, it's fine.
No, I mean, like, I did a lot of magic today.
Oh, you've just been eating magic today.
Oh, I thought void was empty calories. I did take that dude's hand clean off.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Yeah, you did. You didn't have any magic. You did take a long rest. You're right. Yeah, you don't have any magic to spare.
But I did take that man's hand clean off, person. Oh, wait. He's made a void. Just kidding.
So. You hear what's happening to your body. As you were, like, on the floor clenching, you feel your body, your face hit the ground as your bones and your muscle and your tendon starts disappearing.
Yeah.
And hand me that. High or low for favorable results?
Low.
Start to disappear into yourself. As on the outside, you feel yourself starting to liquefy and become not solid. Yeah. And then you're thinking, so this is it. This is what happens. This is it. This is over. I shot my shot and I lost.
That's about it.
And everything starts slowly going to dark. As your Nanus walks up to you and starts like dipping its paws in your like goo and trying to like
put me back together.
Yeah.
Aww.
Can't say anything, but with what I have left, I'm just thinking it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, Sammy.
And then you see nothing. And you find yourself in the void. But you're not above, you're not in front of any judge, you're not in any, you're not seeing anything physical. You're just seeing through your eyes at a well in front of you.
There's a well in front of me?
There's a well in front of you.
Like the kind you draw water out of?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Xiomars takes a deep breath and tries to collect himself as much as he can. Walks forward.
Okay. You fall into the well and fall and fall and fall. Until you feel an electric shock running through you. What's your armor class?
15.
And you feel it like shocking you and 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 shocking you. until you see so much light hitting your eyes as you take 1d6 of damage. And you feel like that should have killed you. But you're still alive.
It's weird.
As you find yourself on a table with the man that you were traveling with before over you.
Zeomars doesn't make a move to make any sound. He's just trying to kind of get his bearings and figure out what the heck happened.
Did he put you in a jar?
No, their body is like on the table.
Oh, I thought he was still liquid. My bad.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
You have eyes now.
Nice. How are my vocal cords?
Roll the medicine to find out.
Yeah. Zumars doesn't make a move or anything. He's just gonna, kind of take stock of himself. Got an 8.
You can sense vocal cords. You can feel them. You start kind of like, you know, you feel the tremble of a vocal cord.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to roll medicine to see if my shell is up or if I'm just still straight void?
Roll an arcana.
19.
There is no shell anymore.
Right. So I'm just straight void walker.
You don't look at yourself.
Yeah, I do.
It is the appearance of the shell.
Okay.
But you feel like that's the only thing there.
Look like Zio, but there's no way to really tell, because I don't want to drive the only dude working on me crazy by saying something that I can't, like.
This man dresses like a dragon. You don't think he's already crazy?
Dragons are mythic and beautiful creatures.
I also killed all of them.
So, What happened to me?
Well, you turn into a gelatinous form.
That's a good one.
And I pumped you full of one antibiotics, but as much magic as I could.
Alright. Zeomar's like kind of puts his palm in front of his hand and clenches and unclenches a fist. Just kind of trying to get the feel for it. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to tell if the void thing worked?
I guess you're alive. I don't know if that's a key factor or anything.
Did it work?
Did I get my cure? Yes.
Do you happen to have? Well, I guess I can look at myself already. Do I have any of the signs that I've gone apex, or am I just like fully cured?
You could try to blow the smoke out of your mouth. Or I guess you could ask for a mirror.
Sorry. Do you happen to have a mirror or anything?
They hold up a metal table that was next to you, and you see deep red eyes.
Like, are the eyes entirely red, or is it, like, the red, like, the color?
The color. Like,
okay.
Yeah, Xiomara's has a kind of dark purplish hue. Normally. Alright.
There's something you should know.
And that is...
I was running some diagnostics on you. You said you were a ghoul.
Rat?
I don't know what you are. Anymore.
Alright.
I honestly don't know how you're moving and grooving right now, because I guess I can just show you. And then the monitor behind him lights up as you're seeing your body, but it's like a living void.
But I can still bond with my spirits and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, it worked. For now, I guess that's what matters. He kind of shakes his hand at the monitor as if to wave it away. We'll deal with the rest as it comes.
We won't.
What?
You have to stay here. Because the last time I saw something like this is with the God of the Dead. But he was a living embodiment of the Void.
I'm sorry. I'm no god.
I didn't say you were. Not even close.
So, what do you... I've got things to do. I can't stay here. What do you suggest? Because I'm not staying.
You can't leave because we don't know what happened to you.
How long is it going to take to find out?
Well, we have to put out the fires of the city first. But you can stay here until then.
And if I don't?
I'm not giving you a choice.
What am I supposed to do?
There's food here. There's a bed here.
I don't eat. And I'm certainly pretty sure I don't now.
What do you mean?
Magic.
I have magic here.
Right. Well, I can't stay here. That's the point. No point in staying where nothing's happening. We can figure this out. I go to the school, but right now, I have more pressing matters.
I'm not going to argue with this. And then he begins to move away.
And Zilmars moves after him? Towards the exit.
He puts his hand on the elevator, and then he enters into it. Roll a dexterity.
Oh. Well, that was already doomed to fail. I got a pretty high roll for only rolling a D12. If I got a 12 on the D12, how is that?
That's practically a 20. That's what I heard.
I got a 17.
Okay, you beat the 16.
Nice. I'm not staying here. We're on the elevator.
Or is your Ananas there as well?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to roll dexterity for him.
21.
Okay, well, Everyone made it a one.
The roomy elevator.
And so you guys are taking it back up. Stay out of trouble. I will find you.
Right. I'm sure the beacon of Living Void is gonna really help you out with that. And he does like a little two-finger salute and nods his head.
Did you ever pick up your hat?
I've picked up everything.
It disintegrated.
Oh, right.
That's right. Never mind.
Wait, it's made out of nano whatever. Did it disintegrate? Magitech? I'm kind of from Rokander. I kind of got Magitech.
Well, so it's
Rolodex. No, just kidding.
Yeah, high or low favorable results.
No, my hat!
The worst case scenario, it's gone.
Your personality is gone now.
That is an integral part of my...
70, okay, it's... You have your hat, look, but you don't have any other clothes on.
Not like, what do I care more about, my hat or my are you naked? So I can only choose one article. I want my trench coat. Yeah. I'll do it without the hat, but I want my trench coat.
You have your trench coat and nothing underneath it.
Ooh, sorry. The alternative to that was frightening. All right, that's fair.
Confidence. You can work with it.
And Zumars heads out.
Okay. And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.